Welcome to the Divine Union Podcast, a place that will invite you to connect to life in all the ways: inner union with self, sacred union in relationship, and oneness with the cosmos. An invitation to expand your edges so you can live this life fully with all of your being. I'm your host, Nicola Navone. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to this week's episode of Divine Union Podcast. Super, super jazzed to dive into this week's episode, something that was prompted by a lot of conversations that I've been having with beautiful women in the world who are deeply desiring to feel taken by their partners. And I thought it would be useful and valuable to create an episode on this for you today so that you can understand what conditions you need to create in order to create an environment in which your partner wants to ravish you, is hungry for you, is feeling their deep desire for you. Now, this episode will be valuable whether you are a man or a woman or a gender non-conforming individual. And of course, I will speak in terms of women and men, and I will speak in terms of men ravishing women for the sake of ease of the episode. But just know that this applies to any sort of relationship, any sort of dynamic in which you desire to feel that desire from your partner, feel that yearning from your partner. And so, to high level, what I will cover in today's episode, I will be speaking to polarity to start, because if you know me and you know my work, given you're listening to this podcast, I am sure that you do. Polarity is a big part of passion. It's an essential component to having passion, to having that feeling of desire, that feeling of ravishment. So I'm going to speak a bit to polarity and the energetics behind it. Then I'm going to speak to the initiation and creating that sort of hunger in your partner. I will speak a bit to some playfulness and polarity, maybe touch on some archetypal expression, and then close with performance theatrics. And this will give you a good framework through which to understand how to create that kind of scenario. Now, let's just dive in. Polarity. Polarity energetics. What do I mean by that? Now, when I say that polarity creates passion, what I mean by that is when you think about this passion, you think about having your partner wanting to ravish you, right? Feeling their desire. Let's just start real simple terms. What makes someone hungry? What makes someone hungry for something? You think about if it's a piece of food, right? And maybe you're watching someone leisurely eat a strawberry, right? Maybe the juice is dripping down the left corner of their mouth. Maybe you can hear them smacking their lips, right? And that strawberry is looking red and luscious and full, right? And that starts to it starts to poke at that hunger and get you really feeling that hunger, especially if you haven't eaten all day. Right? Hunger is something, and sometimes you can wake up ravenous, but usually, right, it's something that builds and builds and builds over time, right? It's like a fire. It starts with a slow burn, and eventually, right, the flames become wild, right? They get higher and higher and higher, and the fire gets hotter and hotter and hotter over time. And that's what happens when you think about building that hunger in your partner, right? Creating an environment in which they are super turned on, where they're going crazy. And usually that's sparked by a tease. And we often forget that. We're like, oh, yes, you know, we blame our partner. Oh, they never, you know, take control in bed. They never let me feel the depths of their desire, of their yearning. But it's like, okay, ask yourself, what am I doing to create that? So fire builds, right? Hunger builds. And I'm sharing that because the key here, the key to creating conditions in which your partner wants to ravish you, the key is in the lead up. The key is in the tease. The key is in your ability to seduce them to becoming hungry for you. And why do I say that that has to do with polarity? Because polarity, right, is creating that kind of environment, right? When one person is seducing, polarity is based on push and pull. I want you to think of it like push and pull, right? Or pulling and someone's coming in close, okay? If you want to create that, it takes polarity to do that. And it takes, and if you want your partner to come to you, you need to know how to seduce them, how to pull them in. And that creates passion, okay? So the key is in the initiation. The key is in your ability to, and I say play, the reason I say archetypal expression comes into it is because you may have to play with different energies in the seduce, in the way that you seduce, in the initiation. So for example, and why I say it's polarity, let's go into this even more, because it's a heady topic, which I'll be speaking a lot about polarity in the podcast. So trying to tackle it in ways that feel accessible. If your partner's like watching TV, maybe you guys have an amazing meal, your partner's on the couch watching TV, you know, they want to get into a show with you, maybe have like a lazy night in. Maybe you've got other plans, right? If you want to create the polarity, because polarity shocks the monotony of the relationships. So it brings a new element into it, something they weren't expecting. So if you want to get your partner hungry for you, right? Then you need to do something to create polarity. So you're not like in the same plane, right? You're still connected, but you are also standing in your own independent expression. So maybe you might say something like, "Ooh, no, I have other plans for us tonight. I want to tickle you to submission until, and then we make love until the sun rises," right? Like whatever is your truth. But it is saying things or doing things that are going to like, ooh, okay, partner might be, I'm turned on by that. I'm excited by that potential. Okay, she's not going along with what I'm thinking to do. It doesn't mean if you don't desire to watch TV on the couch that you cannot do that, right? But if you have other plans or you want to create a sexy night, how do you then do something that's going to shock the day-to-day, that's going to create the polarity, that's then going to make them hungry for you? And doing it with a tease, right? And so that can look something like that. That can also be something very simple and playful. So if they're sitting on the couch, right, and watching TV, and maybe you take your feet and maybe you start kind of rubbing your feet up against their legs. And maybe they're like, what are you doing? You're like, nothing, right? Like it's finding little ways to start to build that turn on within your partner. Where do archetypes come into this? Archetypes come into this because archetypes allows us to break outside of the box of who we think we are. It lets us play with different energies. So archetypes can be the traditional description of an archetype is like a theme or a motif in literature or the movies or culture, right? But it can also be energies. So like an archetype, an energy of like a naughty girl, an energy of a wild woman, an energy for a man is like the lover, the artist, right? So you can play with different energies to build up a tease. Maybe you get a little bit of a dominatrix energy, right? Maybe you're telling them what to do. You're like, no, we are not doing that tonight. We're doing X, Y, and Z, right? Or maybe the energy is naughty girl. And that example with the toe, maybe you're just kind of using your feet and you're touching them with your feet. Or maybe you want to play with a seductress energy. And so maybe they're watching TV and you go to your room and maybe you put on a sexy little outfit and then you just slowly like slide in. You're leaning against the doorway. Maybe you're doing a little dance, blocking their view, right? And you're kind of like motioning them to come hither with your finger. And so it's creating this slow build of desire in your partner. Now, it's very easy, especially, it's easy for all, but I'll say for the masculine to want to come in and all of a sudden it's like, okay, we're going for it, right? And so whoever wants to keep the polarity and keep the slow build, keep the hunger, you got to slow it down. So you got to find ways, not so fast. Or like, no hands, right? Just bodies. Or like, you can only touch me from the arms up, right? Like finding ways to slow down the act. And that's going to build that hunger in them over time. And that's also going to keep the polarity, because if you know about polarity and you practice polarity, you know it's a push and pull. So it's finding ways to create, okay, if you're slowing down, it's going to make them want to come in even further. But if you're both going ham, someone's going to have to slow down at some point. Or it's going to be like you're going ham and then you're done, right? And if it's like no one's making a move to go any further, well, then that's boring too, because it creates some like instability and uncertainty in the intimacy, because it's like, okay, who's leading? Where are we going with this, right? No one's taking initiative. So it needs to be a balance, and it needs to go back and forth between both parties in the act. What else? So we talked about the energetics. We talked about the initiation, right? And the key is in the how you seduce. We talked about archetypal expression and a little bit of playfulness. So I want you to think about, how do you incorporate play, right? How do you be silly with archetypes? How do you allow yourself to laugh? And when you make it less serious, the act of seducing and the initiation, and you make it playful and fun, it's going to take the pressure out of it. And it's actually going to create deeper turn on. And of course, you want to be, when you are playing with archetypes, you do want to not use humor as a way to distract from you embodying a role for a moment. Because sometimes if we laugh hysterically, it can be a way to like mask vulnerability. So you got to be mindful of like, where is it coming from? But you can also laugh, right? If you're like playing a dominatrix, and maybe the way you're doing it, your partner just starts like cracking up and you may want to laugh hysterically too. Great. Do it. It's going to help with the intimacy. And lastly, performance theatrics, right? So it's in the seduction. So that can also be your partners on the couch watching TV. I'm coming back to this example. And you got other plans for the two of you tonight, right? Maybe all of a sudden you want to sit down in the middle of the room on your hands and knees, or maybe on your knees, and all of a sudden you start spouting a poem of your love for them, a poem about the way they touch you and what gets you so excited, right? It's using this element of performance to heighten the turn on, to invite the initiation, and to help bring in this element of seduction for your partner. Now, all these tools, right? This is super important. And all of these tools, you don't even need to change your partner to do. This is the work I do. This is why my program is called Inner Union, because it's all about how do you bring all of these elements inside? Because often we think we need to change our partners to create conditions for turn on, to shift dynamics. But really, when you shift the way that you show up, the way that you move, the way that you communicate in a relationship, and you rewire that and you really embody that, it will radically shift how your partner responds to you. In fact, you will see them responding to you in an entirely new way, which is super potent. In fact, I created a case study based on one of my clients who, she just did these super subtle, these three super subtle shifts, just in shifting the way that she was engaging with her partner, that had radical impacts, positive impacts on her sex life. I will link to that in this episode. And if you're curious, just to get like, okay, what are some quick three shifts I can make, Nicola, that's going to improve my sex life? Download it. I guarantee you it'll give you some good insights. And if you want to learn more about polarity, more about the work that I do, if you're desiring to create more passion in your relationship, create more polarity in your relationship, learn how to play with different energies, learn how to create more turn on in the relationship, you can always check out my website, shoot me a DM. My email is linked in the show notes. You can shoot me a DM on social media. Would be happy to chat. So there you have it. I like to keep these episodes short and to the point. Today we spoke all about how do you create conditions for your partner to ravish you, to get hungry for you, so you can really feel their desire. I would love, love, love to hear what was most insightful, what was most valuable for you from this episode. So please, please do share that by way of the reviews. They mean so, so much to me. I read them and they absolutely fill my heart. And yeah, to be candid, it also helps us get more ears on the podcast, more eyes on the podcast. That's super important because we really want to have an impact here. You know, every couple deserves to have passion. And it's a huge, huge mission of mine in the podcast. And yeah, share this with someone whom you feel will benefit from this episode. So thank you. Thank you, beautiful, beautiful souls, for tuning into this week's episode of Divine Union with moi, Nicola Navone. And until next week, may all your unions be divine.